Subject is asked in the halakha regarding pat shachrit. Maran writes in Siman Kuf Nun He, halakha bet, that it's proper after the tefillah, before a person goes to work, to have what he calls pat shachrit, which literally means the bread of the morning. Simply, he's telling you it's a good idea to eat breakfast. The Mishnah Berurah says over there that the 83 diseases, God forbid, that a person is saved from by eating pat shachrit, by having bread in the morning. Now, the accepted shi'ur for this, the Pri Megadim says, is a kabetza. Kabetza would be about 2 ounces of bread. But the she'ela is, does it have to be bread? Or can one fulfill this mitzvah of pat shachrit with a mizonot bagel, like we have over here in the synagogue? Or can he fulfill it with any type of mizonot? So Acham ben Sion says clearly that pat habah bekesnim, that a mizonot item, which would mean the bagel, even let's say, for example, a Danish also, since it's called pat, yes, it's called pat habah bekesnim, but since it is called a pat, one can fulfill his requirements for eating a good breakfast, according to the halakha, with a kabetza of mizonot. However, items, let's say, for example, spaghetti or macaroni and things like that, that's not called pat, even though we make a mizonot on it, but that is tafshil. Of course, no one's having that for breakfast. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. It's possible you will not fulfill your obligation with mizonot or pat shacharit. Therefore, halakha l'maaseh, preferably one should try to eat some type of mizonot, preferably again a kabetza in the morning. It's a halakha, and it's also a health issue.